Blog Talk Radio.
Pass. Yes. Oh. For a Tribe Entertainment.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, with all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, my son, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers. Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you another day and another week. This week, we will be dealing with the various covenants of Yahweh. And one of the very first covenants, and we started this on the Sabbath day, showing our people what a covenant is. And now what we will do, since many of our people are beginning to learn what a covenant is, we're going to get into the specifics about some of the various covenants in the Word of Yahweh. And it's definitely a truth that many of our people, even though they read about these covenants, they still don't understand the covenants of Yahweh. If they did, they will keep them. And if they were keeping them, then we will see a different type of community. Our community will be blessed. Way more blessed than it is today. Today we will talk about the covenant of marriage. And the only reason many of our people are having problems and issues and controversy when it comes to marriage is because they really don't know what they sworn to. They don't know what they made an oath about. And nor do they really understand the covenant that they have entered into. But the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight. And he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And it's understandable why many people do not understand the covenants of Yahweh. We will discuss the seven everlasting covenants that Yahweh made with his people. Although many of our people, most of the leaders, don't even know what these seven everlasting covenants are. They don't even know the order or what they are and what they mean. And nor do many of our people understand the very basic principles of the covenants that Yahweh called the everlasting covenants for the earth, for the world, for mankind. But we're going to talk about it right here. And the first thing we're going to deal with is the covenant of marriage. But let me show you something to see if you really understand this. I know the answer to it, but I want you to search this out for yourself. And this is what it says in the book of Psalms 25. And we're going to read the 14th verse. I want you to write this down. I want you to read it. And then I want you to ask yourself, what is the answer? And what it says in Psalms 25 and 14. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And I ask people, do they know the secret of Yahweh? And if they know Yahweh's secrets, tell us, let us know. Show us some secret things Yahweh showed you that nobody else knows. Nobody else teaching. And you were the very first to bring it to the people, because nobody else is teaching it. But Yahweh, because you fear him, he showed you. He taught you. He prepared you to deliver his message of truth. Yeah, dude, what are these secrets? The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And then watch what it says. Because if you fear him, he shows you his secrets, then it only makes sense where it says, and he will show them his covenant. And undoubtedly, many of our people don't know the covenants of Yahweh. If they knew the covenant, they would know the covenant of marriage. And these marriages would not be failing. And the various couples would not act and behave the way they are. How can you be the light of the world, but yet your marriage does not reflect what thus says Yahweh? And I want you to see how your marriage shall reflect thus says Yahweh. And there's a lot of things we just got backwards. There's a lot of things that we have twisted and crooked. And there's a lot of things that have been turned upside down in this covenant of marriage. Yahweh has showed us, and we're going to show you. Furthermore, the covenant of marriage, and we're going to let you know exactly what that is. Because there's no sense in thinking you under a covenant without understanding it. You might have agreed to something, but what you agreed to, you're not even doing. Watch this, just so you can begin to understand what the covenant of marriage is. In the book of Exodus 24, watch what this says. Book of Exodus 24. The very first verse. And he said to Moshe, come up unto Yahweh, you who roam, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship you afar off. And Moshe alone shall come near Yahweh, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. They can worship far off, but Moses is the only one that can come near unto Yahweh. This is how special Moses was. And Moshe came and told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the judgments. And watch what people did. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words what Yahweh has said, we will do. And Moshe wrote all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning, built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offer burnt offerings and sacrifice peace offerings of oxen unto Yahweh. And Moshe took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And watch what it says in the 7th verse. And he took the book of the covenant. And what is a covenant? Well, a covenant is a sworn oath, a sworn pact between two parts, two entities. And watch what it says. And he took the book of the covenant, because this book is just details the words of Yahweh, his judgments that the people swore by oath to do, and read in the audience of the people. And they said, watch what it says, all that Yahweh has said, we will do and be obedient. This is the book of the covenant. This is the book that our foreparents agreed to do and agreed to obey. And not only that, and Moshe took blood that he sacrificed to Yahweh. And it wasn't no man or no woman. This was an animal. Took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, behold the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words. This is a covenant. But little do people know what really is a covenant. How do you define this thing? This is the book of the covenant. And we understand a covenant is this sworn oath, sworn pact between two. But again, what is a covenant? A marriage. What is two entities and two parties, and what are they sworn to uphold? Well, let me show you. First of all, I want you to see this law in the book of Deuteronomy 21. Because somebody simply asks you, what is the covenant of marriage? And this is what you should say to them. In the book of Deuteronomy 21, verse 10. And watch what this says. Watch closely. The scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. And we're going to see if you understand this thing. Deuteronomy 21 and 10. And this is what it is. When you go forth to war against your enemies, and Yahweh, your Elohim, has delivered them into your hands, and you have taken them captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and have a desire unto her, that you will have her to your wife. Watch this is. Then you shall bring her home to your house. She shall shave her and repair her nails. And she shall put the clothing of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in your house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And what's a full month? All through the scriptures, this is only going to give you one number for a month. Not two, not three, but one. And that's 30 days. And watch what it says. After that, you shall go into her. And watch what it says. After you go into her, it says, and be her what? Husband. And she shall be your wife. So what is this letting us know? This letting us know something real peculiar. Something that is different from all the other nations on the earth. Little do people know, the covenant of marriage, what you're swearing to, what you make an oath about, is to be a husband. And what she is making an oath and swearing to is to be a wife. For every husband, there's already responsibilities. He don't have to go and write up and tell his wife, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And why? That's good if he do that, if he want to do that. But Yahweh has already let us know the responsibility of a husband. And Yahweh has already let us know the responsibility of a wife. And it is their covenant, their agreement, that once a man become a husband and once a woman become a wife, now they're under the covenant of marriage. With pre set responsibilities that come from Yahweh. So a woman can all of a sudden become a wife, and then all of a sudden she don't want to do certain things. What, you didn't know what the responsibility of a wife? Or a man become a husband, and then all of a sudden he want to act like he don't have to do certain things because we're in a time of war. That don't stop you from being a husband. Or we in captivity. That don't stop you from being a husband. Or we the last hired in the first fire. What that got to do with you being a husband? This is what you swore an oath to fulfill. And if you don't want to, if you're not going to keep that oath, if you're not going to execute the sworn pact that a husband is swearing to, then don't be a husband. Because Yahweh was not going to give a man nor a woman their own wisdom to determine what a husband and what a wife are supposed to be. No. This comes from Yahweh. And you're going to see the responsibilities of a husband, just like you see the responsibilities of a wife. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah 31, the covenant of marriage. No wonder marriages are failing because they don't even know. They don't understand what they have sworn and made an oath to do. In the book of Jeremiah 31, I want you to see this. And I want to see if you understand it. In the book of Jeremiah 31, verse 31, and this is what it says. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant, because we're talking about covenant, in particularly the covenant of marriage with the house of Israel, and with the house of Yehuda, which lets you know that Yahweh is not entering into a covenant with the world, with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. In other words, these are the people Yahweh is proclaiming that he will marry. And since he will marry them, watch what it says. And what is marriage? Marriage is a covenant, and we want to show you that. 32nd verse. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. So what is letting us know? that a covenant of marriage is when a man becomes a husband and when a woman becomes a wife. And Yahweh has already told us the responsibilities of this husband. He was a husband. Yahweh himself is, was, will be a husband. And a woman is now a wife. And what are these responsibilities of this covenant of marriage? Since now a man and a woman is now husband and wife, what are their responsibilities? Well, to understand their responsibilities, you got to understand the actual titles of their responsibility. And let me show you some of these things. Another thing that many people don't no. Once a man becomes a husband, one of the Hebrew words for husband is ish. Another word for husband is ba'al. Another word for husband is enosh. All these represent the same thing. And let me tell you what they represent and what they really mean. It means now you become a master. You become a ruler. You become the chief, the head. Prior to you becoming a master, a chief, a head, a ruler, a lord, you was just a son, unless you had some servants. But now that you are a husband, now you become the master. And a master is someone who provides for the things that he's master over. And what about a wife? Well, a wife come from the Hebrew word isha, which now she's become a helpmate. And her responsibilities is to help her master, her ruler, her husband, her Lord. She's the helper, and he is the ruler. And as master, and as helper, the first responsibility, the very first, number one, is in the book of Genesis, second chapter. That's why I love these scriptures where the people agreed and proclaimed that they will do all that Yahweh has said. And here it is, we get married. We don't ask the wife, oh, you're going to do everything that I say. Or you're going to follow me. We just enter into this covenant without direction, without instructions, without knowledge, without vision. And then we get married and found out she's not going to listen to us at all. Or she'll listen to us sometimes, but not all the time. Or she'll listen to us most times, but definitely not all the time. So why even enter into this covenant? Can you imagine entering into a covenant with Yahweh? As we read in the book of Exodus 24, where they said, all that you have said, we will do and obey. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, the very first responsibility in this covenant of marriage is in the 23rd verse. And watch what it says. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall join to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And I may add, this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see our people make. They start off wrong. When a man and a woman gets married, do you realize that, as Adam is saying, says when a man leave his father and his mother, he shall cleave unto his wife. In other words, now he becomes a master. And two masters can dwell together. Unless one master has determined and decided that he's servant to the other one. But you leave your father and your mother, and even to your wife, because the only one that can make decisions concerning your wife is you, because now you are the master. And the only way you can rule effectively, righteously, the only way you can govern is that you all are unified and that you all are one. You have to believe as one. You have to move as one. You have to be as one. You must talk as one. And you might ask yourself, well, what if one is not doing the things that they were made to do? They're not in accordance with the book of the covenant of Yahweh. Well, whoever that might be, you let the sin be upon them, but do not let it be upon you. You serve Yahweh. That's the simple answer. And as long as you're serving Yahweh, Yahweh said he will bless you. Because the very words that you are swearing to is not the words of your husband. You're not entering into an oath that your husband has told you. The oath and the sworn thing that you must follow is thus says Yahweh. And why? Because Yahweh also is your husband. In the book of Amos, watch this, the third chapter, we're talking about the covenant of marriage. What is the covenant of marriage? Well, the covenant of marriage is when a man have agreed and sworn and made an oath to be a husband. And you, the woman, have agreed and sworn to be a wife. And the only one that can tell you how to be this wife is Yahweh. And the only one that can show you and teach you how to be a husband is Yahweh. And you find these things in the book of the covenant of Yahweh. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, it says in the third verse, can two walk together except they be agreed? Because this is what oneness is all about. It's your ability to be agreed. To be agreed. And the very wise ones, they always can be agreed without being disagreeable. This is not hard to do when you have wisdom. But now, by covenant, you must be the husband. And what is that? A master, a ruler. One that has dominion, the chief, the head. And she has sworn to be the wife. And what is that? The helpmate. The wife. And how does this look to Yahweh? You being one. You operating as one. You doing as one. Where do this oneness come from? Well, let me show you. Because no one has to be confused about this covenant. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. But don't my husband supposed to do this? Don't my husband supposed to do that? Don't my wife supposed to do this and do that? Well, what is the confusion? Watch what this says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In the book of Numbers 15, at the 15th verse, it says, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourns with you. An ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so the stranger be before Yahweh. One law, one manner shall be for you and the stranger that sojourns with you. What is this saying? Everybody is under the same thing. Everybody is under the same authority. Everybody is under the same covenant, the same book of the covenant, the same words of the covenant. And that is the word of Yahweh. We don't have two different types of marriages and obligations to marriages and responsibilities of marriages, because it's only one law and one manner for everybody. And all you have to do is learn your responsibility. And let me show you the responsibility of a husband in the book of 2 Samuel. Some women will tell you, look, the responsibility of the husband, he's supposed to have a house. Anybody can get a house. He's supposed to provide me with the car and the clothes and the diamonds and the jewelry and this and that. A pimp can give you those things. That's nothing. You concern yourselves with the wrong thing. This is the true responsibility of a husband. And watch this. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd verse, the very first verse. Now, these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, a man who was raised on high, the anointed of Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was in my mouth. The Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. Watch what he spoke to me. He that rules over men must be just. ruling in the fear of Elohim. And that's what a man is. See, a husband is. A husband is a ruler. He's a master. He's a lord. But just because you're a master, that don't make you rule. That don't make you righteous and good and holy. So you have to learn your responsibilities. Now that you're a ruler, how are you going to rule? And a lot of women just want to know what you're supposed to provide. No, you want to know how you're supposed to rule. He that rules over man must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun rises, even in morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. You must learn to fear Yahweh. You must rule in the fear of Elohim. Why? Because you made an oath. You signed up. You swore to be a husband. Yahweh himself is a husband. And it's not no two and three different types of husband. It's one type of husband. A master. A ruler. This is how a man is to rule. Furthermore, in the book of Proverbs, I want you to turn there. In the book of Proverbs, in the 8th chapter, watch this, Proverbs 8. Thirteenth verse. And this is what it says. Since men that rule over men, or a man that rules over man, must rule in the fear of Elohim. Watch what it says. Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. And let me show you what evil is. Evil is pride, arrogance, the evil way, the forward mouth. Do I hate? How are you going to say you fear Yahweh and you're full of pride? You're full of arrogance. You got a forward mouth. And you are in the evil way. Yeah, you can get a husband, because a husband just means master. And he can give you a house. He can give you cars. can give you money. He can give you clothes and jewelry. He can get everything you ask for. But one thing, none of those things mean nothing if he don't fear Yahweh. And nobody is asking, do we fear Yahweh? When I do marriage counseling, the first question I'm asking is, do you fear Yahweh? Because if you fear Yahweh, then you're going to hate evil. And then if you tell me you fear Yahweh, and then I'm going to ask you, well, the way you conduct yourself, the way you behave yourself, the way you talk, the way you do things, is that the fear of Yahweh? And that's when I see people understand they're not fearing Yahweh as they should. Watch what it says. Counselors mind sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign, they rule. And princes decree justice, just like a man that rules, which is a husband. By me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. And those that seek me earnestly shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. Now do you understand why you need to concern yourself with one that fears Yahweh? Watch what it says, the 20th verse. I lead the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may call those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding waters, before the mountains were settled, before the hills were I brought forth. What is this? It's wisdom. And what do you think the fear of Yahweh is? Wisdom. Now do you understand when the scripture says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh? Because how can you rule effectively, efficiently, and righteously without wisdom? This is the husband's responsibility. Watch the 34th verse. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. And all they that hate me love death. This is how a man is supposed, this is how a husband, who is a ruler, anybody that rules, they must rule in the fear of Elohim. Now let me show you one more scripture on this. In the book of Exodus, now, would you rather have a man that fear Elohim? Or would you rather have somebody give you a house, some jewelry, a car, and some money? In the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter, watch what it says. Exodus 18 and 13. And it came to pass on the next day that Moshe sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from morning to evening. And when Moshe's father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that you do to the people? Why sit yourself alone and all the people stand by you from morning unto evening? What is this thing?" And Moshe said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of Elohim." That's what it said. "When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of Elohim as laws." And Moshe's father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good. You will surely wear away both you and his people that is with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone. Listen now to my voice, and I will give you counsel, and Elohim shall be with you. Be you for the people before Elohim, that you may bring the causes to Elohim. And you shall teach them ordinances and laws, and show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people," watch what it says, "able men, such as fear Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for yourself, and they shall bear the burden with you." And here it is, there's a man that Yahweh has promoted him to become a husband, a master, a ruler. And what type of ruler must he be? What is his responsibility? Is it not to fear Elohim? Is it not to be a man of truth, hating covetousness, since now he is a master, a ruler, a chief, a head? And then Yahweh will give him a helpmate, a wife. Who do you think is supposed to bear rule with him? His wife. All the great matters, he decides. But all the little small things, she can decide. because she is his helpmate. And he is the master. And you might ask, well, what is her responsibility? Being a helper. Well, let me show you. Because when you fear Elohim, and you got to rule in the fear of Elohim, as anyone that rule must do, the number one thing, it says the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. Don't tell me you fear Yahweh and y'all cussing each other out. That's not the fear of Yahweh. Don't tell me you fear Yahweh and y'all putting your hands on one another. That's not the fear of Yahweh. Don't tell me you fear Yahweh and y'all dishonoring one another. That's not the fear of Yahweh. What kind of relationship is that? What kind of marriage is that? What kind of covenant you think you sworn to and made an oath about? That's not in the covenant of Yahweh. To disrespect each other, to hate on each other. No. Just the opposite. You're supposed to hate evil. Watch this. In the book of Proverbs 31. In the book of Proverbs 31. The terrors. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Part of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now do you see how a wife is to perform her responsibility? This didn't come from man. This is the book of the covenant of Yahweh. This is the blood of the covenant of Yahweh. And everything that she is doing, everything is on the behalf of her husband's desires, because her desires are supposed to be to him. And he's supposed to be ruling in the fear of Yahweh. And she's supposed to be helping him in the fear of Yahweh. He's ruling in Yahweh, she's helping in Yahweh, and both of them are being blessed in Yahweh. This madness that we see in captivity in the marriages that we have today are not of Yahweh. These things aren't even in the book of the covenant, because they are out of bounds of the book of the covenant. And I'll take that back. They are in the book, but they under the covenant of the curse and not the covenant of the blessing. What kind of woman would do her master evil? And what kind of man who fear Yahweh, who fear Elohim, who will hate or love any type of evil. That's not the fear of Yahweh. And we must begin to fear Yahweh. This is the problem with the marriage. Because we don't understand what we have sworn and made an oath to do. How can two walk together, at least they be agreed? How can you be one flesh? How can you be have one manner of law, one ordinance, one way? And then the very way, the very one way you're supposed to have is the way of Yahweh. Do we really understand what a covenant is? What the covenant of marriage is? Again, in the book of the law, Deuteronomy 24. Watch what it says. Simple truths. The very first verse, Deuteronomy 24:1. It says, when a man, because he's just a man, has taken a wife and married her. Because once that happens, he becomes her husband. And now he has a whole nother set of responsibilities. And it comes to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her. In other words, her desires were supposed to be to him. But he found no favor. She found no favor in his eyes. But what he found is uncleanness in her. Once this happens, then the scripture says, then let him write her a bill of divorce, give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And why? Because he is the master. And as an Israelite, a woman can't divorce a man? How are you going to divorce the master? You didn't marry him. He married you. What do you think the word marry means? The word marry means master. He became your master. Not only husband means master, but marry means master. Why do you think Yahweh said, I am married to you? In the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter. Let us turn there so you can see this. Because Yahweh is letting you know what he is. You don't master Yahweh. Watch what it says. In the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter, the 14th verse. Turn, O backsliding children, says Yahweh.